Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's lock it up with Landry in the locker room.
You better lock it up. You better lock it up. No, you lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
Presented by Consolidated Communications.
Lock it up.
Fred, Landry, and Lopez are in the loop on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
I'm not just saying this because I like the guy and he calls games on our station, but I think Mark Vandermeer is the best play-by-play guy in town. I think he's elite as a play-by-play guy, and I think we're lucky to be able to hear his voice on Sundays, and in this case on Thursday when the Texans play. However, there are some times where you can see right through or hear right through the voice of Mark Vandermeer, and I went back in time and I listened to some of Vandy's calls when Brock Osweiler was a Texans quarterback. And you can just hear the frustration in his voice. Let's just listen in on just a few of his calls with Osweiler interceptions and just how disgusted the voice of the Texans sounded.
Osweiler on second down, fakes the give, has a lot of time, throws downfield to his left, and it's picked off, and the Bears have it at their 25-yard line on third and goal. Here's the snap from Mance. Brock looking, stepping to the right, throws right side, and it's picked off by Peters.
Why, Brock? Why?
Osweiler, right side, and tipped and intercepted. And the Chiefs have it back near midfield. My goodness.
Yeah, that's
Brock
a giveaway.
Looking, firing downfield, and intercepted. Jamie Collins to his right, 50. Collins to the 45, right sideline, and down at the 42-yard line. Brock threw it in traffic, and he throws his fourth interception of the season.
And he stared it down.
Andre was more disgusted than him.
You know who doesn't hide his feelings?
Andre. Who, by the way, man, his pregame hit on the pregame show on games is my favorite segment of the week in Sports Radio 610.
It's good.
It really is. Not counting ours, obviously. Not counting our
come on.
Our how many do we do? 12 a day? Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
By the way, the flyer on the somebody just printed the flyer for Von Miller's party. It was a Western theme. Come get West and Wild.
Okay, so that would be why he's wearing the vest.
He
right?
looks like Woody. Yeah. Anyway,
Where was it at? Did it say where it was at?
Club. At the club.
Gothic Theater.
Boom. That's where he was found.
Was that right?
Yeah. That's where he was found.
So, okay. Wow. Well, that answers a couple of questions then.
So there you go. Be detectives.
Yeah,
we really should be detectives. Between the three of us,
I
wouldn't put any of us on solo missions, but I think the three of us
could solve a crime.
I'll
put me on a solo mission all day, every day.
NCIS Houston. There you go. Boom. They're radio personalities by day, solving crimes at night.
That's it. I would love to be a detective. Like I said, I almost became a cop. I was this close to becoming a cop. Maybe that close.
What all did you do? What stopped you?
I mean, I didn't think I would be a good cop.
Yeah. All right, J.D. Clowney. He didn't think Brock Osweiler was a good quarterback.
Oh, you just teed one up that I'm not going to say.
Yeah, let it go.
I'll tell you why.
Let it go.
I'll tell you why he didn't become a cop.
What?
I didn't say anything. You hit the button.
You call for it. I kind of Gary Payton'd it up to your shoulder. J.D. Clowney does not think Brock Osweiler is a good quarterback. He was asked about Osweiler. This is what he had to say earlier today.
What are your thoughts on Brock?
He ain't here no more, so I don't really care for him. We ain't winning a lot with him. Trying to go against him now. Try to get after him this week up front. Make him rattle in the pocket. Hope he'll throw a couple interceptions. Couple picks.
JD is annoyed. He is annoyed that he even has to look at Brock Osweiler again, it sounds like.
I think you're right. What was your prediction for Clowney for tomorrow Thursday night?
Two sacks.
I think you're onto something.
No, I think he gets
Clowney
two sacks.
Clowney wants to eat, man. And no, he's
Clowney,
hot right now.
He's hot right now, and as friend of the program and devout loophole and, again, Texan ambassador and weekend personality, Matt Murphy suggested he should be doing this because J.J. Watt is eating up double teams on the other side. And so, you know, He's had the best four-game stretch of his career right now.
Mm-hmm.
Through 7 weeks, he's actually got more sacks and more tackles for loss and more QB hits than he did through the first 7 weeks of last season. And that's with playing one fewer game. And let's be honest, he was a virtual no-show. I mean, outside of not being available week two, he did nothing in weeks one and three. So, I mean, you figure during the... It's not a coincidence that during this four-game win streak, J.D. Clowney is playing the best defense of his career.
No, I think you're onto something. He definitely wants...
He wants to get paid!
He wants a piece of Brock, too.
It's going to be a double whammy.
There's someone on the line that says that they've gotten drunk and gone into the wrong house before. All right, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead. Let's hear it.
Go ahead.
I think he's drunk and in the wrong house now.
Hey, what's up, man?
What house are you calling from?
Hi. Is this Mitchell?
Sure. You tell me.
Well, no, it is. Okay. Hey, first of all, I'd like to say that I've had great success as a caller into this station. I feel like I've been elite. And, okay.
Go ahead. I
digress. Hey, so I caught it at the end. I've done that before. I've walked into an unassuming apartment, like, by accident. It was the scariest, most startling, freaked out thing in the world. It happened. And
how did you walk into the wrong house or apartment?
A parking garage.
Oh, okay.
A girlfriend's car on the level above, just, you know, not paying attention, just not paying attention. I mean,
let me ask you this, because I kind of take exception with you saying it happens. Like, you know, like, it happens. I don't know that it happens to too many people.
I bet it happens to a lot more people than you think.
I'm with you.
It was completely innocent, and their door wasn't locked. It was one unit above the fourth floor, and like I jumped and they jumped at the same time. I think I was more scared than they were.
That makes sense. Did it end in
fisticuffs?
No, because I mean I think they knew I was as freaked out as they were.
Were you drunk?
No.
Stone cold sober.
Oh. Just, I mean, her car was parked one floor above her floor.
Okay.
And it happened. I mean, and it's never mind. I'm not going to go there.
All right. Thanks for the call,
man. All right. So there you go.
I've done the hotel thing, which I think is a little more understandable.
I've done the hotel thing.
Because you don't remember your room number, and I've tried to put the key in someone's door, and they open the door, and I'm like, hello.
But there is that initial, like, anyone who's had, like, a heavy night of drinking, whether it's in college or whenever, sometimes you do wake up, and you're like, where the hell am I?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that initial, like, what's going on?
Right. Yeah, there's a little pause. Yeah.
Well, that's true. It happens to the best of us. Real quick, you guys heard the latest and greatest about Derek Carr?
No, hit me.
All right, so Derek Carr is all pissed off because the Athletic is reporting that he has a fractured relationship. And, of course, given that the fire sale that's going on in Oakland right now, and, of course, he's being bandied about as a potential trade bait. He tweeted out just a few minutes ago, I guess earlier today, quote, I'm a Raider. It's not a popular, air quotes, thing to be a Raider right now, but I am and I love it. I love the struggle of trying to fight back for our city when not a lot of people believe in us.
Oh, my.
People can try all they want to tear us apart, but it's not happening to the real ones. Skeleton skull emoji.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Whatever.
Well, it's really not up to him how much longer he's going to be.
Well, he just wants everybody to know that he loves it.
Yeah, no.
He loves the struggle.
I hear it. Mm-hmm.
Is the struggle overrated?
The struggle, I think people have lost track of what the struggle means.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's struggles.
People try to appropriate the struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the struggle, the Mega Million struggle is real tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to get
1.6 billion?
1.6 bill. None of us won last Friday, so mm-hmm. we're back on it again this week. And yes, I won $2 because I got one of my quick
pick
numbers.
I got an Omen.
Oh, did you?
So I went to the car wash the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that.
And they gave me change, and they gave me three $1 pieces.
The Pocahontas ones, right?
Yes. And I don't know where you're not going to use
anywhere
those.
Anywhere legal tender is accepted.
Yeah,
that's
fair. But I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to.
Why not?
It's just not really. So I think this is a sign for me
to you.
I think this is a sign for me to get three Mega Millions tickets.
Well, you're only going to get one because it's like $2 a pop.
Well, you got to get the Mega Plier, the big, the added money or whatever it is that makes it the most.
What's it called?
Mega Plier. It's a Mega Millions, but you get the Mega Plier.
I think
it's $3.
Yeah, I think it's two times, yeah. By the way, I got a Hey Bro for the guy that I bought my Mega Millions ticket. I've never bought a Mega Millions ticket before in my life, okay? Never.
And you just called it a Mega Plier.
No.
The Mega Plier is part of the Mega Millions ticket.
Yeah.
You got a Mega Millions ticket for a buck, but if you want to get the full value, you add, I think it's another buck or two.
I thought it just doubles the amount.
Yeah, for like anything under the big one.
Okay, so I can get a normal mega for a dollar, and then a mega plier.
I think it's $2. I think it's $2 a pop for a. It's not like it was back in the day where it was only a dollar. Mm-hmm. Because I spent $10, they only give me five numbers or five lines. Yeah. So here's the deal. So I go in there and I said, "What's the one for a billion?" He goes, "Mega Millions." I said, "All right, give me." I hand him a 10, hands me my ticket, and it says Mega Plier no.
Yeah, you want the mega plier.
And so I told him, I said, "What's this mega plier?"
Sorry, you gotta buy another one.
He goes, "You didn't ask for it." I go, "Well, you didn't tell me about it." I said, "Clearly, I don't know what I'm doing." I said, "What kind of salesman are you?" He goes, "Oh, because $1 billion isn't good enough." That's what he said to me.
Yeah.
That's what he said to me.
He has a point.
But the odds are higher, of course, that you'll get two numbers out of the six. Well, if the two wins you a dollar with the mega plier, I think it wins you like $5. That's why you want the mega plier. It's for the ones that are less than all
it's
numbers.
It's not the jackpot, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that way you can get your money back better. Easier. Yeah.
See, if I had a mega plier, I might have won $4. But how much is the extra? How much is the mega plier? Like
an extra buck or two.
See, I'd have spent that.
Done that. Do y'all do scratch offs?
Not a long time. Usually Christmas time.
Because I was in the mood.
My buddy is so into scratch off. This is how much of a degenerate slime ball my friend Cody is. And he owns a barbecue joint out in the Fort Worth area, Denton area. But this dude goes into the gas station when I'm with him one time. He gets $100 worth of scratch offs.
Oh, my.
Doesn't even scratch them. He just hands them to the guy and has him scan them.
Because
he didn't even go through the thrill of scratching him.
You got to enjoy the process.
Exactly. Yes. This dude just bought the scratch offs and had the dude scan them. Didn't even scratch him or anything.
Did he win?
Yeah, he won some money.
what a couple hundo. I kind of like that. I'm not going to lie. Because you know what?
Eliminate the middleman.
It's hard to get the penny and it gets in your car.
Yeah, but you get
sometimes
a little thrill.
Yeah, sometimes it gets in your car.
It's also frustrating, too.
And it's hard to tell sometimes.
Yeah, you're trying to figure
really
it out.
Is. Yeah. It really is.
You get three donkey symbols, you get an extra $5.
And then you go to the bonus game where they're like, oh, $200,000 if you win. And you get two of the three, and you're just like, what a joke.
Texter says Mega Millions is $2.
Yeah.
For the Mega Plier, it's $3.
Oh, so this is an omen.
Yeah, it's $3.
Three $1 pieces.
You get one Mega Millions with the Mega Plier for $3.
You get one line with the Mega Plier.
There it is.
There you go. Yeah, and so, like, let's say you get three.
This is an omen. F you guys.
There's five numbers, and then there's the bonus ball or whatever they call it. The mega ball, I guess is what they call it.
Let's say
you get three numbers, not five, but you do get the three and the mega ball. With the mega plier, instead of getting $100, you're probably going to get, like, $500.
Okay. It works. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Floyd Mayweather bought, like, $20,000 worth. He's a weasel.
Of course he did.
He's a weasel.
He's a degenerate.
Mm-hmm. He's a weasel.
I heard he's fighting Pacquiao because he needs the money.
He doesn't. He better not need any money.
They said he needs only because he gambles so much.
Yeah.
Dude, that's sad.
That's the only way you can lose that much money.
Gambling is
the only way you can lose that much money.
Then crack.
No, you can't do that much crack.
Oh, you're crazy.
No.
If you're worth $700 million or whatever he's worth.
You think crack's cheap?
No. But you're not going to snort or whatever you do with crack.
It's all the peripheral stuff. It's all the extraneous stuff you do, too.
Yeah, but gambling is the only way you can lose $700
million. No. Drinking, dude.
You can't drink $700 million
worth of money. I
feel
like any drug, you can lose a fortune
if you go
doing
to
it.
A bar and you're just a hardcore alcoholic every night, you could probably drop like $1,000 a day.
Look at me.
That's not $700
Nicolas
million.
Cage did it in Leaving Las Vegas. See?
You start trying to go to the strip clubs, then you start doing all that.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's where it starts.
See, but that's
it can be done.
But I'm talking about a single thing. The only single thing you can do to lose that $700 million is gambling.
Yeah.
You can't drink
right
it.
Away.
You can't snort it. You know, you can't. But
usually, all these things go hand in hand. Yeah, let's be honest.
This is true.
It's six to one have it.
But you know
another.
What they say about how to become a millionaire in Las Vegas?
How's that?
Start with $5 million.
Where did you hear that?
It's a J-Lo Pezism is what that is.
That's
all right.
A true dad joke, isn't it?
That's a very dad
joke. Where did you hear that?
That's an old joke. Start with
and
five.
And we fell for it.
Give us two consecutive
sinker.
Dad jokes right now. I just want you to know.
Do I know another? You're putting pressure
right
on me.
Yeah, it's got to be Spurs of the Moment type thing with that. All right, that's John Lopez, dad joke extraordinaire. That is our boy Landlock. That's the one and only Figgy Fig on watchintheloop.com. And I am still that dude, Freddie D.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.